At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm John Batson with my good colleague Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, and he's here to help me with the melodrama in Parliament. As I understand it, Anatole, it is now widespread gossip that Keir Starmer won't do. He is Prime Minister with an enormous majority in the House, and his Labour majority may be unusually strong. However, he is not, oddly. And yet, I'm unfamiliar with what happens next. The whispering is now loud, and there's headlines mentioning the mayor of Manchester, Andy Burnham, who used to be a member of Congress, and I believe left most recently to take up a post in a Labour stronghold, or at least traditionally, of Manchester. But Mr. Burnham is now what we would say in the U.S. throwing his hat in the ring. Is this something that's credible, or is it aspirational on part of Mr. Burnham? Is Mr. Starmer someone they can remove easily?
Not easily, no. First, there has to be a move by a very large proportion of Labour MPs. And then, of course, Starmer has packed the Parliamentary Labour Party with his own people. But then again, a lot of these people are completely loyal to themselves and, you know, would ditch Starmer in an instant if they were convinced that he would lose them the next elections. The problem with Burnham is that he isn't in Parliament. I mean, he is a very credible alternative to Starmer. He's much more charismatic. He has a lot of personal prestige, especially in the old Labour strongholds of Northern England, but he's not an MP, and you can't run for Prime Minister, leader of the Labour Party, without being an MP. So somebody has to step down from a safe Labour seat for Starmer to run, which is the first hurdle. And that will also take time, you know, it can't be done overnight. And secondly, Starmer has the ability to block that if he really is determined by issuing a rule, which would be reasonable enough in itself, saying that, look, hang on a second, Labour mayors have been elected, for a term to serve as mayors or as other local elected officials. You've got to serve out the end of your term before you can come back into Parliament. And if Burnham is blocked, then the other candidates who might replace Starmer look a lot weaker because they're much, much less well known in the country. Some of them are much too conservative for the Labour base. Others, of course, are too left-wing for the Starmerite establishment, whereas Burnham perhaps could bridge that gap. So, I mean, I think Starmer will survive this party conference because, you know, there isn't anyone immediately to replace him. One big question is, you know, because his deputy, Angela Rayner, was forced out for basically cheating on her taxes. So there's a Labour deputy leadership contest. And a big question will be, will Starmer's candidate win or will a more left-wing candidate win? If a more left-wing candidate wins, it will be another blow to Starmer's prestige. But I would say that Starmer will stagger on for the moment, but given the levels of his unpopularity in the country, I would say that he's probably only one more scandal away from being displaced.
I read the headlines, but it doesn't mean that I understand them. Farage is always in the news. Is he a likely candidate for the PM after all this noise, or is Farage just good at getting a headline We have about a minute.
No. I mean, if you look at the opinion polls, there's an excellent chance that Reform will win the next elections, partly because, you know, under the first-past-the-post system, you don't have to get a majority of the votes. You can get only 29% of the national vote as long as everybody else gets 28%. So, and also, you know, Labour is going to be deeply undermined by Corbyn on the left. So, yes, Farage is a very serious contender to be prime minister.
And that's 4 years away. Anything can happen in 4 days, let alone four years. Is that accurate in Parliament? We have just a few seconds.
Yes, it is. But on the other hand, if you look, you know, across Europe, there has been such a trend in favour of extreme right-wing parties that I think, you know, Farage has some reason to think that, you know, the winds of history are in his sails.
Anatole Levin, Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.